This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes as we continue with you a series of studies we have begun on the great declarations of the cross. Already we have pointed out these 4 great declarations: the reality of sin, the Bible declares, the cross makes clear, sin is real. Further, the universality of sin. All of us have sinned. Third, the righteousness of God. God cannot tolerate sin. Something must be done about it. And then the helplessness of man. None of us can be saved separate and apart from the grace of God. And so the cross says to every one of us, you cannot save yourself apart from the grace of God. Now we turn in our lesson today to the 5th great declaration of the cross, and that is the power of God. In writing to the brethren at Rome, Paul said, as recorded in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 15, "For I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed the righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." You see, Paul here declares that the gospel and the basic facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. And so the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. For in the gospel, Paul says, is revealed the righteousness of God. God demands of us that we be righteous, and to be righteous is to be free from sin. Just as we had already noted in Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 5, that the ordinance of the law, that is, the requirement of the law, might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Now the ordinance, or the requirement of the law, is that one be free from sin. And the Bible teaches us then that the gospel, the cross of Jesus Christ, is the power of God. And so, while the cross declares to every one of us that we are lost in our sin, we need to be saved, or else to face an eternity in hell, and that we cannot save ourselves apart from God, yet the Bible comes right along and declares that God can do it. Then, in the 6th place, there is this great declaration concerning the grace of God. God can do it, and He offers to do it. Titus chapter 2, verse 11, "For the grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men." And Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9, "For by grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And so God has the power to save us, and God offers to save us. And that brings us to the 7th great declaration of the cross. And that is the reason for God's offer. He does it because He loves us. In John chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Isaiah chapter 49, verses 13 to 15, in a marvelous passage in the Old Testament in which we have the record of Israel coming to the point to feel that God no longer loves them, God raises this question: "Can a mother forget her sucking child? Yea, they may forget." It's almost impossible, but you know, sometimes when a woman brings a baby in the world, she mistreats it, perhaps even forgets it. And so God says, yes, a mother may forget, but I shall never forget thee. Thou art written and engraven on the palms of my hands, and thou art ever before me. God gave the great proof of His love for us when He gave His Son to die on the cross. May that great truth be in the heart of every one of us. Be with us tomorrow as we continue this great and vital theme.